Well, what they are not public officers. That a public officer has to have a delegated authority from we the people, from us. You're accountable to us. And everything is upside down. We're in the matrix. These people are mere flunkies, employees. It's like the state of Alaska, Article 12, Section 5. Section 5. There's 41 little words to be oath of office in quotation marks. There's not one person in all of Alaska, from the governor clear down to all these other idiots, that has 41 words. The state of Alaska, on their employee affidavits, they're exactly point on, right down to the commas. Now, what do you think's going on there? And then they're supposed to be appointed by the governor. It says so. 39.05.35. It said there shall be a, for all these, there's got to be a civil commission signed by the governor and term and all that. I sent a letter down to the governor's office. I said, where's the civil commission? They sent a letter back. We don't do civil commissions. So who the hell are these judges?
Sure.
And then we got Vanessa White up here under Dave Gladden's. We went in with him and challenged her on her oath of office and her civil commission. She come back and signed it, said, I'm an undersigned jurist. I signed legal documents, and I got a law degree. And she told us to go to HELL. What you going to do about it, big boy? What you going to do?
The same thing here, Department of Revenue. Without any trial or anything at all, they're going to try to get some kind of judgment against my, this is for my wife. They're going to try to get some kind of judgment against her. And the Constitution of the United States says in any matter over $20, you have a right to a jury trial. Well, I can't get to a jury trial until I paid the fine, to pay whatever they're asking.
Right, but that's for citizens of the United States. See, just like up here in the foreclosure, I went over, and they put it over there in the public record. Then they bring it back, all interest of any. And guess what? There's two different seals on that damn document. Hold on a minute. We'll be back after the song.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, welcome to the second hour of the Ralph Winterroad Show. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II coming to you live out of Alaska. And I have Curtis Lyson on, and he has met some Satanists. These people are certified liars.
Yes.
John 8, 34 to 44. The father of all liars is the devil. The truth is not in you. You do not understand because God is not in you. That's all in John 8, 34 to 44. Boy, it sums it all up, I think. I really like that part. These people, what is the purpose of listening to a liar? What did you gain out of that meeting, John?
It was just frustrating. It was a waste of 7 hours driving to get 60 minutes of frustration. But I wanted to get it recorded more than anything, and so that makes it worthwhile. And they should have had me a response by now. That's been 2 weeks ago. We've done this several times, and they just cut and paste the same letter every time. It'll say on there that the Department of Revenue has made a federal determination. And I asked them about that. Where's your authority? I don't want to talk about that. And then it'll say that they'll quote a law that says it has to be, the proposed assessment has to be according to the best information available. Well, that's a pretty broad statement. They don't have anything. They acknowledged it in this meeting. They don't have any evidence or facts that are relevant. The only thing they're basing it on is a W-2, and that's not sworn to. And there's another court case, Bull Cumming versus New Mexico, says until I've had a chance to cross-examine it, it's not evidence of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just basing it on a mere allegation, and now we've been fighting over it for 2.5 years.
A mere allegation by an employee with no facts and no evidence.
No evidence whatsoever. And they tell you in when they send a letter confirming that you have a meeting, they tell you in the letter, we don't want any evidence or testimony. that would be detrimental to their case if you brought a fact.
That ought to be a wake-up call, you think? There's no evidence, right? And no facts. So why are we here?
Sure. Well... first off, you got to have an investigation. You'd have to have some kind of probable cause according to our system of government, and they don't have anything. They just have this document. All the document is that they're relying on is something to relieve my wife's employer from her having to pay tax on it. That's all that's about.
Well, I'm getting this set up here so we can get into the Federal Court of Claims. Like I say, I'm working on two of them. I just looked very briefly here and into Westlaw. And, you know, it's a felony in North Carolina if you fill out that voter form without being a citizen of the United States. Do you know that?
No, I don't doubt it. But the one that I turned in, it's been
accepted.
You changed it to where I can agree with it.
Right, and the bottom line is they don't have any authority to do these, because those are called adhesion contracts. They don't have any authority to say this form is not based on just because we did it. Because the bottom line is that, see, this is the core of one of the issues is, and I was just looking in Minnesota, they want to use this state as the state of Minnesota, but it's a lowercase s. Now, wait a minute here. We got a slight problem because the capital S state of Minnesota, all caps, or the either way, the only people that they allow to put them that supports them are citizens of the United States.
Sure.
A citizen of Minnesota can't exercise suffrage or the elective franchise. And people can't grasp this concept. But like I say, when I found this 1938 congressional record based on the research they done in 1887, it's a 19-page document. It is so clear. It's just unbelievable. And it says so right in the beginning of the 14th Amendment, no state shall. It doesn't say this, and then it goes into the beginning there, everybody born or naturalized, comma, subject to the jurisdiction you're of. How do they end up subject? Imagine a law that says, let's see, I live over here and we have a sales tax at the store subject to the jurisdiction thereof of paying sales tax on food. They'd laugh you out of the... It's hilarious.
Well, we fought the king back in 1760, I believe, whenever it was. So we wouldn't be subject to him. Why would we want to be subject to the legislature?
Right.
The whole... I would suppose by now millions of men have died, so we wouldn't be subject to nobody.
Well, there is no lawful or legal legislators in these several states today.
Sure.
They don't exist.
I agree with you. Because
we can prove it.
They don't have qualified electors sticking them there.
No, because they have to be elected by a citizen of North Carolina.
Sure.
Not by citizens of the United States, and that's why the Supreme Court holding said the citizens of the United States, there's no suffrage, there's no anything. The only thing it is Congress is overlooking from the top because they couldn't reach down into the several states so that we, the people, they're just saying, oh, if you go to vote, vote's the action of the doing it, like driving. Or not a driver, but driving. Okay, well, they said when you go to the place to vote, there can't be any discrimination. I don't have a problem with that.
Sure.
It's just an overseeing, and then only Congress can enforce it. It says so. And black and white, it's like what you were saying. It's unambiguous, the holdings of the Supreme Court. And then
everywhere I look anymore, there's something wrong. Everything that you, if you, it's just like child protection agencies. That's all screwed up. They're paying ransoms on kids, the birth certificate, the marriage license. If God says I can marry, why do I have to ask the government if I can marry? God's already told me to marry. Everywhere you look, everything that government's tied up in, the only thing they do well is make war, and we're not even good at that. We can't mind our own business there. But as soon as I heard... somebody talking about it, one of the forefathers said, as soon as you get beyond the limits of the Constitution, their power is endless. And that's the way it is. They are in everything. Same thing about a gun. Why do I have to ask somebody if I can own a gun when it says the right to bear arms shall not be infringed? Makes no sense. And everybody ought to be... I was a 17-year-old boy, swore an oath to the Constitution so I could join the Navy. And I didn't think anything about it. I thought it was just part of getting my job in the Navy. But we ought to read that. And there's a verse in Numbers 30:2 says, your oath is bound to your soul. You ought to really take it serious. James 5:12 says, swear no oath to no man, neither by heaven nor by earth, lest you fall into condemnation. We ought to take it serious. And I know people, a clerk of court here in Watauga County. She's a good Christian woman. I really believe that. But she's got her head in the sand. She don't understand what she swore. And she don't really care.
How can she be a good Christian?
Because she thinks she's doing right. Because everybody's told her she's doing right.
But Christians always seek the truth.
Well,
it's in the Bible.
You're exactly right. And there's a verse in the Bible that says the Spirit of God. It's in that same book. John says the Spirit of God will reveal unto you all truth. It seems you should be able to look at that, but we've been dumbed down to a point, Ralph, that the most foolish people I've ever seen in my life are at the courthouse, and that's a shame to say. The only place I've ever been, I turned 60 2 weeks ago, the only place I've ever been arrested in my life is at the courthouse. I don't have trouble anywhere except when I go to the courthouse. I've been arrested about 11 times in the past 12 years from anything from a contempt of court to littering a piece of paper a bailiff stuck down my shirt. And I've been in jail as much as 17 days. They stuck me in jail one time for 17 days to see if I was fit to stand trial, see if I had the mental capacity to stand trial. And the only jurisdiction they had to do that was if I committed a felony. It was a traffic violation. It was a simple infraction. So they'll do whatever they want to do. The law is irrelevant. The only way we can get the law back is Dan Metter said it a long time ago, back when he was alive. He said, we won't turn it around until we see officers in orange jumpsuits and money coming our way. And that's pretty much the truth of it. When we can get some, the tyrant locked away and stripped of all his money, the other ones would take notice of that.
I saw where a guy that was in the Navy took some pictures in the submarine, and he's in jail.
Sure.
Now we got Hillary Clinton. That she's done so many crimes, it would take a book to write them of treason. And she's out there walking around, and she's got people still falling down. And oh my golly, look at here! Here comes Hillary! Yay!
Sure. I mean, they're still crying because she's not the president.
Yes, they're crazy. Maxine Waters, God almighty, I watched her the other day here on a little short clip. And well, what do you think about this, having the transcript of Australia and talking to the president? Well, we need to see what he's doing. Lady, that's private. That's breaking the law. You're admitting you're a lawbreaker.
Sure.
God.
And she's supposed to be responsible for the law.
I got to say it. It wasn't Christian to do, but I said, old McCain, a thing. I said, I wish your brain cancer great speed and well. May it grow well.
Well, he's probably on his last ditch effort to see what he can do to suck up to the devil, because he's going to join him shortly.
Well,
to say that. I'm not supposed to judge any man. But right. if the Bible says you can judge a man by the fruit that he bears. I'm just watching what he's doing, and he's gotten a pass on every. When he was in the military, he killed several people, from what I understand, just playing on the deck of an aircraft carrier.
Yep.
And that was pushed under the rug. I heard he was sung like a canary when he was a prisoner of war, and that was brushed under the rug. The people that were prisoners of war with him speak out against him all the time, and now he comes up and he's promised for 7 years he's going to get rid of Obamacare, and he cast a vote not to.
Well, the reason why Lisa Murkowski did that, too, because she knew Obama would get around and veto it. So it was a safe bet. They'd give you a line of smoke. So when we finally get a president that says, yes, I'll do it, well, then they go the other way. Then that's what's so great about Obama. All of these Satanists, these evil people are coming out of the woodwork, because it is so evil that in our republic. But it's flushing them out in the open.
Well, I just read something recently where Donald Trump has a prayer group that is praying for him in Washington continually. And that's not been... I don't think Obama was doing that. I don't believe George Bush was, or Clinton, or any of them for a good long while. Melania Trump said the Lord's Prayer. I've not heard a prayer out of anybody elected in government. I can't remember the last time, if it's ever happened in my life, but here's a woman of the President of the United States bowed her head and said the Lord's Prayer. Maybe something is going to change. I've got hope now. Michelle Obama said she never had hope in America until her husband was president. Well, I might have some hope now.
I'm with you. She's just a piece of garbage. Not only the vaccine, even a woman anyway. She's just another guy, all dressed up.
Sure.
You can't make this stuff up, can you?
No. We live in a confusing time right now. I was in church this morning, and a man said something about that. About, you know, in North Carolina, we had the bathroom bill where if you're a man, you have to go in a man's bathroom, and if you're a woman, you have to go into a woman's bathroom. I would have never in my wildest dream imagined in my lifetime that we would be confused on which bathroom to go to. They're talking about now coming up with a third bathroom for the transvestites or transgenders, whatever you want to call them.
In the church?
No, in the government buildings.
Oh.
Give the people that don't know what they are, and I hate it for them, but somehow or another you've been brainwashed to believe if you're born a man and you want to be a woman, you've been brainwashed, or somebody has really screwed you up as a child.
But what's that? Go in there and go in the stall on the man's side and do what you're supposed to your business. Close the stall door. They got stalls.
Just keep your mouth shut. Nobody would know.
Hold on a minute. We'll be back. I don't know what to tell you anymore.
Satan's winning.
No, he's not.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Collagen Max is an amazing supplement from NutraMedical.com. It is an amazing form of silica that prevents polymerization. It stimulates an enzyme that makes collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid polymer in the skin, eyes, and joints, and also helps to make the glycosaminoglycans of joints. Because of its many properties, it triples the rate of a reaction called the proline transhydroxylase. It reduces wrinkles, improves the thickness of the shaft of hair, reduces joint pain, improves the bone mineralization, etc. It's simply amazing. To order Collagen Max from NutraMedical, choline stabilized orthosilicic silicon, order at 888-212-8871 or go to NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com. Again, that's 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I was just looking here in the second epistle of John, verse 8. It says, take care of yourselves, so that you may not lose what you are working out, but may receive a perfect reward. Whoever assumes the lead among you and continues not in the teaching of the Messiah possesses not God. Whoever continues in that teaching, he possesses both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, neither admit him to your house,
sure,
nor wish him success. For whoever wishes him success himself participates in his evil doings.
Well, he says that anyone who brings any other doctrine, John did, he said anybody that preaches any other doctrine is an antichrist. And that's exactly what you're saying there. What I said a while ago about the devil winning, I'm just talking about by numbers. The Bible says broad is the way and wide is the gate that leads to destruction, and narrow is the way and straight is the gate which leads to into life, and few there will be that find it. There's going to be a lot more people to find hell because they've been deceived than what's going to find heaven because they found the truth. And that's just... that's what the Bible says. And that's a shame that people will ignore the truth at such great a price. like I said, John, I think it's 8:9, says that the Spirit of God will reveal unto you all truth. If more of us were just trying to find out about this man Jesus, our eyes would open up, and the truth's available. We don't care about the truth anymore, or as a whole, the people of the world don't. And that's where our country's gone to hell, Ralph. I think it was George Washington said, without the Bible, a republic won't ever work. Well, the republic's gone because we gave up on the Bible.
Yep, I agree.
What we left with is the democracy, and our forefathers criticized that vehemently. They hated it. The democracy, our forefathers said, was the most vile form of government. But now democracy is just worried about getting 51%. If you got 51%, we'll go that way. They take a poll on everything that goes on in America anymore because of that. They just want to be able to get the majority go along.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like the difference between legal and lawful. Lawful
sure.
incorporates ethics. Legal sure. is whatever we can pass, and that's what these, it's legal or it's illegal, because we said so. Oh, Satan says the Ten Commandments is illegal. Well, that's special. Wow.
Sure. Well, the same really? Thing, if you have the right to life, liberty, and property, liberty means that you get to choose your own course in life. And if a man's not free, I'm not an alcoholic or a pothead or a drug addict or anything, but if I'm not free to make a good choice, if that man's not free to make a bad choice, I won't be free to make a good choice.
Yep.
There's an old adage, everybody used to say it, mind your own business. We need to get back to that. If a man wants to destroy his life and burn his brain up with whatever dope of the day is, I would rather tell him a good story about man that named Jesus that would pull him out of it rather than say, you'll go to jail for that.
Right.
I mean, you cannot legislate morality, and if you legislate thievery, which is what we're talking about in taxation, the peon, if you read about an old peon, he only had to give up 15 or 20%. Nowadays, people give up 30 and 40% and don't cry about it. Now, peon was the lowest form of man. Now we give up 40%, and nobody's crying.
What they don't understand, that this fiction and law, citizen of the United States has no right to own property. That's why we can't own our cars. That's sure. why we don't own our land. That's why we have no constitution. We've abandoned our creator because it's unalienable rights from the creator. I guarantee you, pardon my French, is not a citizen of the United States. That is not what our country. Our country, we are so blessed on what was handed to us. Just like Benjamin Franklin said, I've given you a republic if you can hang on to it.
Sure.
And we've all, and I've done it, you've done it, we've all
I've
signed, I don't want to do it. I want to put Congress or the president, whoever this United States of America is a sovereign body politic, 109 cases now. United States of America is a sovereign body politic? Really? We got a caller here, Seymour, out of Alaska. Got a question or comment,
yeah.
Seymour?
Yeah, Ralph. Did you find out the difference between having an account at Walmart as opposed to a bank?
You know, I was going to do that, and I forgot to go over there, but I'm going to look and see what we signed up, but I bet it's probably a U.S. person, but I don't know. But it is different than having a bank account, because on bank accounts, they can go right straight in and nail your stuff, and they can't do that with just a debit card. Done their test of that one. But I will get back. That's a really good question, and I'll have an answer for you by next week.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we have another caller here, Rhonda in Missouri. Whoop, I guess we're going to go to break. Rhonda, back after the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you...
Well, we're back here, and got a caller here, Rhonda, in Missouri. You're up next. I got Curtis Lyson on the line. You got a question or a comment for me or Curtis?
Well, it's just a comment. You keep saying you can't make this stuff up. I'll tell you,
you
a
can't.
Story about something. No, you can't. I'll tell you, I've known things are going south for a long time, but back in 2007, this is a true story, and it doesn't sounds crazy, but I had two disabled cats. And animal control came and offered to allow me to pay them a bribe or go to court. And I said, well, I'll go to court. You know, so I went to court. And I came prepared. I had documentation from the vet saying that they couldn't have a leash or a collar on because of their disability.
Uh-huh.
So when it was my turn to get up to the, go up to the judge, I handed him the note. And, you know, he just told me, he goes, just pay the court fee. I don't want to see you in my courtroom again for a leash law that I never got the memo on, by the way. Who knew, right? Or maybe it was an ordinance. I don't know. But who knew you had to have a cat on a leash? So when I'm walking right. out, the guy that shows you where to go pay your court fine, he was walking uh-huh. me out. He goes, you really should keep your dog on a leash. I said, I felt like all the wind went out of my sails. I said, it was a cat. He goes, oh, I mean a cat.
Right.
Right? Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's what I was like, oh, boy. you know, if you want a donation, why don't you just call?
Right.
Uh-huh. So anyway,
don't these people have more something more important to do than nonsense like that?
But it was great. I mean, I came prepared, you know. I was like, mm-hmm. but my cats are disabled, and here's a note from the vet. He couldn't do anything. The judge was like, okay, just don't let me see you in my court again. And the lady right behind me is going, she says she was in there for not having insurance when she got pulled over for a ticket. And she sat there, she told the judge, she goes, I'm not going to buy insurance. I don't have the money. So she just came out and, you know, said it. But I just found that funny that, you know, a cat leash law or ordinance will get you in court. I'm like, really? Isn't that weird?
It is. I've never heard of such a thing. You just, yeah. Like I say, you just can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, great. Ken in Fort All Worth, right. You're up next. Ken in Fort Worth, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Well, we had to hit the button there and turn you on. We was making sure you weren't talking about Obama before we allowed you on.
It's all right. A couple weeks ago, you said that one of your friends tried to go with this all uppercase letter things, and he didn't have any success. Well, what did he do that he did not have any success on? I was just curious.
Oh, okay. What I was talking about was Rodney Class. He was okay. The guy that's actually been accepted into the Supreme Court because he got a very powerful law firm that's got about 70-plus lawyers that does pro bono, and it's on an extremely important issue of whether you are a guilty plea, factually guilty. He was factually guilty, found that he had weapons, quote, or firearms, whatever the word is here, the term, in D.C., he was within the 1,000-foot perimeter. So he was factually, but the question, which is extremely important, it's factually correct, but the problem was, is it unconstitutional or is the statute constitutional? And that is what is, when you plead guilty, a lot of these courts, they say, well, if you plead guilty, then you're admitting that the statute and it's all constitutional. Well, I don't know if he did it or somebody advised him, but he said that the stipulation is only what's in that I have signed up, and anything else you can't use. So this is going to be a real interesting result, because it's something that the Supreme Court needs to absolve, because the real thing is you can be factually guilty. Yeah, he had weapons in the car, but it's unconstitutional to charge him with it.
When I get a letter from somebody, all uppercase letters, I'll just write across it, this is not me, return to sender. And I'll put on there, I'm not a fiction, not a corporation, don't live in a zone, don't live in a metro, produce my articles in corporation and more, and I mail it back to them.
Right.
I sent back to the city maybe 20 of them or more.
Yeah. Well, I had fun when I was down in Anchorage. They used to send me a taxation thing, and under their Title 14 or their Article 14, it was their equipment. And I'd send them a letter back, certified. I said, you know what? I'm more than willing to pay the tax, and I need some more inventory. Would you please send me some money so I can buy some more inventory? Because it's your equipment, says so. So I want to add more inventory, and I'll get around and pay your tax. I never, in all the years I had my business, they never responded. I never paid one penny to the city of Anchorage or municipality of Anchorage.
I'm starting to think that when if you accept the fact that you're a corporation, you got to use Federal Reserve notes. If you tell me you're not a corporation, you can U.S. coins, American coins, under the Coinage Act.
No, there's a way more to all that. We don't have time to go into it with the time we have left, because I got three more callers. Right. But is a really deep, because they use this numismatic or whatever they call it. Coins have a value beyond what they're actually under the 1792 Coinage Act. So you've opened Pandora's box, and we don't have time to go there. But.
It's still law. I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Doug.
Okay, Mike in Kentucky. Mike in Kentucky?
I'm here now. I heard that.
Oh, button. Okay. Okay.
Little
just took
delay.
A second.
Little delay. You know, I don't know. 75% of America says they're Christian. And, you know, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Too many of them, I think, are engaged in some kind of self-fulfilling prophecy where they're constantly telling themselves that, you know, there's nothing we can do. This is all part of God's plan, but, you know, it's the end times and all that good stuff. But my reading says how urgent it was. If you consider audience relevance, he changed what he told the disciples, didn't he, at some point? He told them to get two swords, you know, and he told them, yeah, well, I know I told you before not take purse or scrip. But now I say, take purse or scrip, and if a town won't hear you, you dust your feet from the dust, you know, dust your the feet, you know, the dust right. of that town off of your feet, and you move on. And before you finish going through the towns of Judea, the Son of Man will be coming. Because they ask him, you know, when, how long is it going to be? And he told them to go through this country that's what, this size of New Jersey, and it didn't have anywhere near the population of New Jersey. I mean, they didn't have bicycles or anything, but I doubt very seriously it's going to take them 20 years to go through the 2,000-year-old Israel.
You know what the problem we have is that most of these churches are teaching blasphemy. They don't teach what the Bible says. They want to give it an interpretation that's in plain, it's unambiguous.
I got something for them. In Revelations, it talks about, you know, and there's a lot of anti-Semitism in the New Testament. I think that's one reason why the Southern Poverty Law Center are cataloging everybody that can. That's a fairly devout Christian, because they've got a little cognitive dissonance going on. If this be the last days, who is the synagogue of Satan? Who are the Jews that say they're Jews but are not? And what is the strong delusion? If you don't know, then you're certainly deluded.
Have you ever seen the movie Marching to Zion?
No, but why would Christians support building a third temple where there's going to be animal sacrifices and a complete insult like you're spitting on the cross and the resurrection?
I got two more calls. I want to get them in, but I highly recommend anybody, if you have not watched Marching to Zion, It's on the internet, or you can buy it. It is an eye opener of what's going on. Amazing.
Slouching towards Zion's one of the phrases I've heard. Thanks.
Yep. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling. We've got two more callers I want to get to here. Merv in Wisconsin. Mer, I guess this is M E R. Hello. Hello, Wisconsin. I'm not hearing Wisconsin.
You hear me?
Oh, now I can. Now you come out of the ether there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we had to go through the time tunnel there with the noises.
Right, there you go.
Like in the Matrix. Oh,
absolutely.
I wanted to ask you, did you find that you saw all three of the Matrix movies, you say?
I did. I just watched them on my iPad,
and
you noticed
the third one was a lot more poor than the other two?
A lot more. What was the word?
Not as good.
Oh, yeah, right. I did.
All right. Well, there's a reason for that. That was copyright stolen. And I have information about that and a couple other things. But I'm putting these links in on frequencyrbn.chatandgo.com. And I'm posting a lot of links in there for you. Some are about this copyright. The Jewish brothers that directed it stole it, and the Jewish brothers, Warner Brothers, you know, and they spun
right.
it. They spun her copyrighted story from I think it was 81. It was in the 80s, and it was called The Third Eye. And they spun it into the Terminator and the Matrix franchises. And she won. She won. Mm-hmm. She's a polymath, so she's paralegal. She's brilliant, but very interesting. Her name is Sophia Stewart, and I have the link in there for that. But I also have the link for Cambridge Analytics. That's what Mike in Kentucky was talking about. And I see that as, so it's a tool. It's available. Why not? Why shouldn't Trump use it, you know?
The bottom line is in the Matrix, all it was peace, and then we have the architect come out against the Oracle, and they said, well, we're not done yet, you know, so...
Oh, that's the thing. You know, the Oracle, right? The black woman?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Played by Gloria Foster. Well, this is Sophia Stewart. She wrote herself into the story. So when she saw it on the screen in, what, 99 or whatever when it came out, she was just like, what? You know? So anyway, like I said, it's a pretty neat success story. And you never hear Arnold saying, I'll be back anymore. She owns that.
She owns I saw that. I'll be back. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but he can't say it. He can't say it. She owns it. But it's pretty interesting. But there's several other links in there, too. But the main thing I wanted to say to you was about reflexive law, which is what you're really talking about. And it was from Patrick Wood, 2014. That link will be there, too. But basically, the Constitution is out. The rule of law has collapsed. Reflexive law has surpassed it all. The balance of this article will show you how and why. You are saying, huh, you had better read every word of this report and figure it out, because this might be the most important shard of evidence ever revealed about the wrenching transformation of American society. And this is true. They, you know, they make it up as they go along. And as you found out, it was Talmudic. It was, what did you call it? Shinatar? Was that the one?
I'm sorry, what?
What did you call the law? Well, it's a star court, but they do as they please, basically. You know, they take the Kol Nidre and whatever else, and no country's law is binding against them.
Well, there is no law anymore. There's no rule of law because we're not... See, in the fiction, what people don't understand is when the legislature or Congress creates a fictional law for citizens of United citizens of the United States, or for corporations, or LLCs, limited liability, they can then control what this thing, this fiction, can and cannot do, and that's the scam. That's the con job.
Right. Well, you know, it's in Australia. It's international. You got to back up and get better perspective and look, just like the international Jews do. You know, look at Henry Ford and the protocols. They're way understated. They're happening. But it's much worse with these pedo-Satanists and the sacrificing and all that. But I also wanted to say Matthew 22, okay, but when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together, and then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Don't forget to love yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Everything hangs on that. And after that, they didn't ask him any more questions. You know, he said, well, who am I? You know, and he showed that he was not David's descendant, but God's descendant, and they couldn't question him anymore, and they ended up, you know, tossing over their money changer tables, and people rode him into Jerusalem on the colt, and you know, that's all she rode.
Yeah, the donkey. right. Like I say, fact is stranger than fiction, isn't it?
Oh, way more. But like I said, I'm putting a lot of links in here, and I think you'll find it interesting on those topics and a couple others.
Okay, well, thanks for doing that. Thanks for calling.
Oh, wait a minute. When do you get your surgery? When do you get your surgery, sir?
Tuesday at 1 o'clock, and it's a whole 15 minutes to get a... I only have, actually, good eyesight in one eye, but it'll be a third. It's a whole 15 minutes to do all this. That's amazing what they can do in 15 minutes.
Well, we'll be praying for you, without ceasing.
Okay, yeah. See, when I get my eyesight, I can Google all these young women they just look at me now, this dirty old man, but I can't see if they're good-looking women or not.
They think you're winking, right?
Yeah, they do. They think I'm winking. Right.
Okay, Ralph, take care.
Yeah, okay. Richard in New Hampshire. Let's see here. What do we got left here? Yeah, we got time for you?
Hi, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, like I say, I'm still out of jail, still upright, and still giving them H-E-double-L.
All right, is Curtis still there? You still there, Curtis? Is Curtis gone?
Okay, well, I guess he's gone then. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Anyways, I got something for Curtis, because he said that they made a determination on his wife. And basically what he has to do is, you know, as I mentioned this to you before, and you're well aware of it, under 6110 and 6110E, if he wants to, he can go down there, and they have to show him the background information that they have on his wife. They must show the background file documents. They made the determination on his wife, Ralph. So
it sounds good, but you know the thing that I have found is that when you say must show or shall, these guys is like, just I don't know. It's like getting the devil to admit that there's the Ten Commandments from the Creator. It's not going there.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, it's like I said, I mean, some other people, you know, they made a determination on, and what I did is I sent them a letter, and I asked them, I said, yeah, I want to come in and look at the background file documents, which a determination was made on the 6110 and 6110E. And I said, if I can't come in and do that, then obviously there's been a mathematical or clerical error on your part. And if I can't come in and see where the mistake has been made, I want you to, you know, cease and desist sending me any letters like that. So what you do basically is you cover yourself, right?
I'll get around looking up again. Try to work that in. I know you've given that to me before.
Yeah, because this way, if they decide that they want to try and come after you or anything like that, you say, wait a minute here.
Hold on a minute, Richard. We got to go to break back in just a minute.
Okay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, well, we're back here. Richard, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, Ralph.
I'll tell you what, the real two key issues are, if you boil it down to it, we do not know who we are. We have walked away from our Creator by claiming to be something that does not exist. We put ourselves under the control of man by claiming to be a citizen of the United States. And Esau, I thought that would be a great example, but it just seems to roll off of people's minds that they're Christians. Do they not understand what happened to Esau, that he didn't end up with where he was supposed to be by doing what he did? And the other one, the other issue, the core issue to fight anything and everything, is the definitions, terms. Just like I was looking in the state of Minnesota, this state is defined in more than one thing. In the tax code, United States of this United States is defined in more than one ways. How can that be? Is a cat a cat or is a dog a dog? How can a dog be a cat? Dog means cat. Dog means lynx. Dog means lion. I mean, how many definitions do we have to have for something that should? There is one of the several states. There is one United States, and that's it. We done. That's the game. Those are the two things. We, the people, do not know who we are. Go ahead.
Yeah, in the definition of 7701, there's two definitions of the United States right then and there. But the thing is, like, say, when they made a determination, you know, on his wife, basically, the only time they can make a determination is if you go to small claims, I mean, not small claims court, but if you go to tax court and there's a decision there. And even then, you know, under, I believe it's 6213, 6214, 6215, that's for small claims. None of those statutes have any regulation. So what they have to do is they have to turn around before they can take any money from you. They have to give you another CDP hearing. And even then, if you go back again, they still can't take any money because there's no regulations to take your money.
Well,
people don't understand that.
Well, see, that I've got that out of the congressional record. Nothing applies to individuals to the 1948 or 1946 Administrative Procedure Act. Nothing applies to individuals until there are regulations. Now, wait a minute here. That is not the way our republic was set up. Why do they use that word individual? Because it's a fiction in law, citizen of the United States.
That's right. That's right. Okay. And not only in Title 20, but in Title 28, by the Federal Debt Collection Procedures Act, if you go to Statute 3009, the only ones that can collect a debt legally are U.S. Marshals, not IRS employees. It's right there, Statute 3009, Title 28.
Hmm?
So, I mean, like I said, I mean, the thing is, I mean, the whole thing is a big bunch of baloney, you know, and it's like I said, I mean, if you want to sign up, you know, to pay, hey, sign up and pay, you know.
Well, see, the problem that we run into is, first of all, people have to understand who we are. My people die for a lack of knowledge in Jose. If we do not understand that we are available rights to the Creator, man and woman, it didn't create transgenders, it didn't create all the citizens of the United States, all this other nonsense. We have to understand that. And then we have a right to have a limited delegation, to have somebody else do our business. That's the definition of office. And the only people that can do that is put somebody in what's called a public office, and it's called suffrage or the elective franchise, to allow somebody else to set up a civil government so that we have the three branches of government. And it sure as a heck isn't citizen of the United States. It's a con job. Saul Alinsky and his Rules for Radical, which he dedicated his book to Lucifer, he's probably, of course, that little sucker said he was, when he got to hell, the first thing he was going to do was organize him down there and do the same nonsense. I think he's in for a great surprise.
Yeah, he's got a big smile on his face right now.
I'll bet you.
Okay, Ralph. You have a great night, Ralph.
Okay. Yep. You too.
I can hear the music. Bye.
Yep. Well, as I say, watch out for the federales, and God willing, we will see you next Sunday, and I hope you learn something, and donate to Republic if you want to hear that. You're not hearing this anywhere else, what I'm talking about. I guarantee you.
GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.